light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert A. Glover is a groundbreaking self-help book that challenges the common belief that being endlessly nice is the key to success and happiness. Glover introduces the concept of the nice guy syndrome, describing men who avoid conflict, seek constant approval, and suppress their own needs in order to be liked and loved. Instead of bringing them the love, success, and peace they crave, this pattern often leads to resentment, frustration, and unfulfilling relationships. Drawing from his experience as a therapist, Glover offers a practical roadmap to help men break free from people-pleasing patterns, set healthy boundaries, and live more authentic lives. The book blends psychological insight, real-life case studies, and step-by-step exercises, making it a powerful guide for men who feel stuck, overlooked, or secretly angry, despite trying to do everything right. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the nice guy syndrome. The nice guy syndrome is the central concept of the book. Glover defines nice guys as men who believe that if they are good, agreeable, and selfless, they will be loved, have their needs met, and live a problem-free life. These men avoid conflict, hide their flaws, and often feel they must earn love and approval by being indispensable. However, this strategy backfires. Nice guys frequently feel invisible, unappreciated, and victimized when others do not reciprocate their efforts. Glover explains that this pattern usually originates in childhood, when boys adapt to family dynamics by becoming overly compliant, caretaking, or emotionally shut down. Rather than developing a solid sense of self, they learn to shapeshift to gain approval. The book helps readers clearly recognize these traits in themselves, understand the emotional and developmental roots of the syndrome, and see how deeply it influences their choices in relationships, career, sexuality, and self-esteem. Secondly, breaking free from approval-seeking and people-pleasing. One of the most important themes in No More Mr. Nice Guy is the destructive nature of constant approval-seeking. Glover shows how nice guys base their self-worth on what others think, which leads them to avoid honest communication, hide their true feelings, and overextend themselves in the hope of being liked. This creates a cycle of anxiety, inauthenticity, and silent resentment. The book offers concrete strategies for breaking this pattern, such as learning to tolerate disapproval, saying no without guilt, and expressing preferences and desires directly. Glover emphasizes that genuine intimacy is impossible without authenticity. When men stop trying to manage how others perceive them, they can finally show up as real, flawed human beings instead of polished, agreeable masks. By practicing small acts of honesty and boundary setting, readers build emotional strength and begin to experience relationships where they are valued for who they are, not for how well they appease others. Thirdly, owning needs, desires, and masculine sexuality. Nice guys often repress their needs and desires, especially around sex and emotional intimacy, believing them to be selfish, shameful, or dangerous. Glover explains that this repression leads to covert contracts, unspoken deals where nice guys give, please, or perform in the hope of getting love, sex, or validation in return, then feel hurt and angry when others do not comply. The book encourages men to consciously own their desires instead of disguising them. This includes being honest about what they want in relationships, setting standards, and communicating openly about sexual needs without manipulation or guilt. Glover frames healthy sexuality as a natural, powerful part of masculinity, not something to hide or apologize for. By integrating their sexual and emotional selves, men can move from passive, indirect, or resentful patterns into confident, responsible, and connected ways of relating. This shift often leads to better sex, deeper intimacy, and more respect from partners. Fourthly, setting boundaries and developing personal integrity. A core step in recovering from the nice guy syndrome is learning to set and maintain healthy boundaries. Glover shows that nice guys frequently tolerate disrespect, overcommit, and say yes when they want to say no, all to avoid conflict or rejection. Over time, this erodes their self-respect and invites others to take them for granted. The book teaches readers how to identify their limits, communicate them clearly, and enforce them with calm consistency. Equally important is the development of personal integrity. Instead of trying to be everything to everyone, men are encouraged to discover their own values and live in alignment with them. This means doing the right thing because it is right, not to gain praise. As boundaries and integrity strengthen, nice guys begin to feel more grounded, confident, and trustworthy. Relationships improve because they become more honest and balanced, and men experience the quiet power that comes from standing firmly in who they are. Lastly, creating an authentic, fulfilling life, no more. Mr. Nice Guy is not just about fixing relationships. It is about building an authentic, satisfying life. Glover guides readers to shift from a passive, reactive mindset to an active, purpose-driven one. Instead of waiting for others to give them permission, nice guys are encouraged to take responsibility for their happiness, pursue passions, and create a life that reflects their deepest values. The book suggests practical steps such as cultivating male friendships, engaging in hobbies, pursuing meaningful work, and facing fears through deliberate action. Glover highlights that true fulfillment comes when men stop trying to be perfect or endlessly nice and instead become whole, integrated individuals who can handle challenges and discomfort. As they embrace their strengths and flaws, they move from victimhood toward agency. This transformation not only enhances self-confidence and well-being, but also positively impacts partners, families, and communities by modeling a healthier, more mature form of masculinity. In conclusion, No More Mr. Nice Guy is especially valuable for men who feel exhausted from always pleasing others, stuck in unsatisfying relationships, or confused about why doing everything right never seems to pay off. It is also useful for women who want to understand the nice guy patterns in their partners, fathers, brothers, or friends. The book offers more than theory. It provides clear, actionable steps and exercises that can be applied immediately to real-life situations. What makes this book stand out from other self-help titles is its direct focus on the hidden costs of being too nice and its unflinching look at how childhood conditioning shapes adult behavior. Rather than encouraging aggression or selfishness, Glover shows how to become both kind and strong, caring and honest, loving and boundaried. If you want deeper intimacy, more confidence, and a life that feels like your own instead of a performance for others, this book offers a concrete roadmap for lasting change and real emotional freedom. If you would like to support Robert A. Glover, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise high.